With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iowa's book ban and other restrictions on LGBT material in K-6 classrooms has been upheld by an appellate court.
Iowa can now fully enforce a 2023 state law restricting schools from teaching students about gender identity and sexual orientation in grades K-6. The Iowa law also bans books that depict sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and requires schools to notify parents if their child requests to use a name or pronoun different from that in school records. Monday's ruling by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns separate blocks issued in lower court and remands the cases back to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
A key official at the Federal Reserve sees the possibility of an interest rate hike.
Beth Hemick, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, tells the AP, if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target, it might be time to move away from cutting rates. The war in Iran has sent energy prices soaring. But Hemick can also foresee scenarios where a rate cut is needed if the labor market deteriorates significantly. Her general preference is for the Fed to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged for quite some time. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has expanded his threat against Iran to include all power plants and bridges as his Tuesday ultimatum approaches. This comes after Tehran on Monday rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal demanding a permanent end to the war. Trump insists that Iran must open the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. Israel has increased pressure by attacking a major petrochemical plant and killing key Iranian commanders. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 165 points today. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S., correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that the Trump administration's effort to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed a lawsuit last year after the Department of Housing and Urban Development ruled that shelters which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas cannot receive taxpayer funds. This is SRN News. There's been a huge tanker explosion in Texas. We get more on the story from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
A tanker truck in Fort Worth hauling gasoline erupted into a fiery blaze on Sunday morning after colliding with another vehicle and knocking over power lines. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesperson Craig Trojasek says the driver was sent to the hospital in critical condition with burn injuries after the power line sparked a fire as he attempted to prevent the gasoline from spreading. The truck was carrying 9,000 gallons of gas. Fire crews worked for hours to contain the blaze. Trojasek says the truck driver was the only person injured. Audio courtesy of Bailey Moss. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.